This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
And Kennedy's good vibe tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's good vibe tribe.
Kennedy, say hey to Bobby joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, good morning, K&K.
So your daughter has Rip Van Winkle disease. She took a three-month nap and then woke up. How old is your daughter? What's her name?
She's in her early 30s. Her name is Sarah, and she has what is formerly known as Klein-Levin syndrome, or short is KLS.
And can you tell us a little bit about it and how it's affected her life?
So she probably 10 years out from her first episode, which is what we call when the brain shuts down and she goes into hibernation. And Klein-Levin is an extremely rare neurologic disorder. And you never know when an episode is going to come and go. Her first episode hit her when she was a senior in college, and she was bounced around every single hospital in Boston without a diagnosis.
What was going through your mind as a mother the first time your daughter went to sleep and just wouldn't wake up?
Well, we were fearful that she would never wake up. We didn't know if it was a coma, if there was a trauma, if there was a disease. And we were extremely troubled that nobody else knew what was going on either. So it is such an ultra-rare disease that many of the medical facilities locally have not seen it.
And so your daughter, after suffering with this disease, it inspired her in her career. Can you talk about that now?
Actually, when she first woke up after that first episode, she took it into her own hands to find out what shut her down. And she discovered that it was KLS. And she has worked with the KLS Foundation, which is a global effort to bring awareness to this horrible disease. So she has taken the long route, but is now in medical school in her early 30s, just beginning, and hopes to study the psychology and neurology and the brain mechanisms that cause this disease and other affiliated illnesses.
That is remarkable. You know, sometimes you just got to go do it yourself.
Exactly. So she is a marathon runner who just does not let go. She keeps her eye on the ball.
I love people who turn their struggle into purpose. But like, how do you care for somebody who's asleep for 3 months to keep them well?
Yeah, so it's debilitating for the entire family. We have to make sure that she's hydrated first and foremost. Most people sleep about 22 or plus hours a day during their episode. We provide her with food to make sure that she's nourished. And as she says, she just feels the whole, she doesn't really recognize that she's eating. And she is able to get herself to the bathroom, as she says, she has to fill up and empty out.
Wow. What an incredible story.
So inspired by what she's doing. And we just wish you and her all of the best.
Well, thank you. We just wanted to make sure other people are aware of it. It's not ALS, it's KLS. And sometimes known as Sleeping Beauty disease, sometimes known as Rip Van Winkle disease.
I had no idea about it till today.
Yep.
You must be a proud mama.
Yeah. That's why she's here to let us know and why her daughter's going to fix it. I'm here for it.
Well, we're Bobby, you and your daughter obviously are officially now members of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe. And be sure to tell Sarah we said hello. And we can't wait to hear back from you when she's graduated with her medical degree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We appreciate your support. We're big listeners.
All right.
Well, me more than her. She's too busy with medical
school. Well, she sounds like she got a lot going on right
okay.
now. We'll allow it. All right. Thanks, Bobby. You have a good day, okay?
All right. Thanks. You too.
And that is what the Good Vibe Tribe is
yes.
all about, right?
Yes.
If you've got something going on in your life, you want to brag about somebody, somebody's doing something that is just spectacular, or you're involved with a civic organization, you got an event that's happening, you're running the marathon, whatever it is, we want to have you be a part of our Good Vibe Tribe. We do it each and every day on the show, actually twice a day. So we're always looking for people to join us in the Good Vibe Tribe. You can call or text us at 617-655-1234. What do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
What if Shaggy's It Wasn't Me was metal?
Honey came in and she called me red-handed, creeping with the girl next door. Pitch up there so we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. How could I have forgotten? I hadn't given her an extra key. All this time she was standing there, she never took her eyes off me. How can you give your woman access to your villa?
What?
There's nothing to win, that's why you're banging to your villa. You better watch your back before she turns into a killer.
Right.
Let's review the situation that you're caught up in. To be a true player, you have to know
that's
how
really
to
good.
Play. If you stay in line, you convince her to stay. Never admit to a word when she say. And then she claimed my teller, baby, no way. But she caught me on the counter. Saw me banging on.
Now I'm going to need to hear Shaggy doing Disturbed. Can we go the other way, too?
I don't know. I'll see if that guy can do it for me.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by our good friends at Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Dean from Lakeville.
Hi, Dean.
Hi.
What's going on, my friend?
Just driving to school with my daughter.
Okay. What's her name?
Lily.
Okay. We get Kennedy out of the studio, please.
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, you know that is a loss for you. And she is now over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go. Question number 1. Lady Gaga announced dates for her Mayhem Ball tour. Who features on the song Die With a Smile?
Bruno Mars.
Jennifer Grey, 65 today. She played Baby in Dirty Dancing. In Dirty Dancing, where does nobody put Baby?
In the corner.
231 years ago today, in 1794, President George Washington authorized the creation of the U.S. Navy. True or false? The Navy is the largest branch of the military. True or false?
True.
Question number 4. Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series that they're calling a modern reimagining. There's no word on when we'll get to see it. What is the name of the van the gang rides around in during their adventures? Dean?
Can you repeat that again?
Yes. What is the name of the van in Scooby-Doo?
The mystery van.
Question number 5. Chapel Roan's relationship deal breakers include bad breath, chewing with your mouth open, being rude to waiters, and not liking Beyonce.
Big one.
Can you give me Chapel's real name? That's a tough.
This is where you shine, Lily.
I don't think Lily knows it.
Gary.
All right.
Chapel. What was it again?
What is Chapel Roan's real name? Let's get Kennedy back.
Dean, if you don't know her, you don't know her, man.
That's a, that's a tough one. How old is Lily, by the way?
Lily is 14.
14. What was that, 8th grade? 9th grade?
Yes.
8th grade.
8th grade.
Yep. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Dean and Lily got, well, mostly Dean, got 2 out of 5.
All right. Well done, friends.
These are hard, Kennedy. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Lady Gaga announced dates for her Mayhem Ball tour. Who features on the song Die With a Smile?
Bruno Mars. And no Boston dates. What the hell?
Really?
Uh-uh. 3 nights at Madison Square Garden. That's as close as she gets.
Huh.
She isn't doing a whole lot of dates in the U.S. It's a lot of outside of that. But still, what the hell?
I don't know. I'll drop her a text and find out what's going on with Stephanie there. Tied to one, question number 2. Jennifer Grey, 65 today. She played Baby in Dirty Dancing. In Dirty Dancing, where does nobody put Baby?
In the corner.
Tied at 2. 231 years ago today in 1794, President George Washington authorized the creation of the U.S. Navy. True or false? The Navy is the largest branch of the military.
Gosh, I don't know. False.
It is the Army. 3-2. Question number 4. Netflix is developing a live-action Scooby-Doo series that they're calling a modern reimagining. What is the name of the van the gang rides around in during the during their adventures?
The Mystery Mobile?
The Mystery Machine. By the way, the Wienermobile was in Charlestown the other day. Parked in front of the Bunker Hill Monument.
By. Oscar Mayer?
Yeah.
Always nice when they stop by.
Two icons. 3-2, question number 5. Chapel Roan's relationship deal breakers include bad breath, chewing with your mouth open, being rude to waiters, and not liking Beyonce. What is Chapel's real name?
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Kaylee. She just did an interview with the Call Her Daddy podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. If you get a chance, Kennedy.
Okay.
Don't do it with kids around, though. It is rated R.
I'm good.
Yeah, neither one of us will probably do it.
Yeah, she says a lot of interesting things in there. 3-2 is the final. Well, I've only seen a clip. I mean, so 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Dean, you don't get the cash, but you did win yourself a pair of concert tickets to see Kylie Minogue April 9th at the TD Garden. If you would like to buy tickets, it is Ticketmaster.com, but you're going to the show for free, okay?
Yeah, that's great. Awesome.
Dean, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
This is Dean and Lily from Lakeville, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
We are trying to find Boston's best accent. It is called Townie Madness.
Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness is halfway over already, kid.
I swear, I wish the Pike moved that fast. Anyways, the accent at 8 have been revealed, and now it's your job to vote. So to quote the greatest coach of all time, do your job. Just go to mix1041.com, listen to all of these friggin' townies we got left in the competition, and then vote. It's that easy. You don't even have to cut the sleeves off of your hoodie or nothing. It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, kid.
All right. It is time to announce the accented 8. We have narrowed it down and also had to make a little bit of a change because we had a couple of people who dropped out. We'll explain that in just a moment. We're going to meet our first accented 8. This is Mark from Revere. We've given them again another sentence to say. They're all going to say the exact same sentence.
I carefully curated another very Bostonian sentence.
This is a really good one. Take a listen to Mark from Revere.
What's up? It's Mark from Revere.
Carson, get this, kid. You know Hopper, my ex? She wanted us to move to Connecticut. Connecticut. New York's stepbrother. I told her she'd no sooner catch me doing the butterfly in the Charles. I let her know I'd be drinking that dirty water before I moved there. If she's bored or antsy, we can pack the car and head to Barnstable for the weekend. But the farthest I'm moving from Revere is Charlestown. Carson, call me back. It's Mark.
Mark made that one his own a little bit, and I'm here for it.
A lot of people did, and I'm glad.
Yeah, put your personality into it.
And Mark will be competing against David from Dorchester.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is David from Dorchester. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told her you sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I move there. We can pack the car and head to the Cape for a week, and if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving to is Charlestown.
So good.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That's gonna be a tough bracket.
Mark from Revere maybe got the most votes in the first round. He was up there.
Did he?
He sure did.
He did really well.
He's a contender.
All right, moving on next. In the next bracket, we have Michelle from Drake It versus Michaela from Boston. This is Michelle from Drake It.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. It's Michelle Baker from Drake It. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I was like, you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in that Charles River, doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I moved there. Connecticut? We can pack the car and head to the Cape for the weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charleston. Can you imagine me in Connecticut? Never.
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 Okay, so I swear.
That was Michelle from Drake It up against Michaela from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Michaela from Boston.
Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told him, you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I move there. We can pack the car and head to the Cape for a weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charlestown.
Dan, it's a great sentence you wrote.
It really is. It ticks all the boxes.
It's my Goodwill Hunting. I'm going to win best screenplay.
Okay, so we've had Mark from Revere versus David from Dorchester, Michelle from Drake versus Michaela from Boston. Now, in this next bracket, here is Tracy from Drake It.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Tracy from New Bedford. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. Connecticut. I know, right? I told him, you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles, doing butterfly strokes in that wicked dirty water before I'd move there. I mean, listen, we can pack the car and head to the Cape for maybe a weekend if you're feeling a little antsy. But the farthest I'm moving is Charleston.
All right. Did she say Charleston?
Charleston.
There? Charleston.
We're moving to South Carolina.
What happened? Tracy from New Bedford. Sorry if I said from a different town. She did make that mistake. That could cost you.
It's a game of inches in the accent of
I'm eight. Just saying, that could cost you calling it Charleston instead of Charlestown.
And you're personally offended because it was Charlestown. If it was any other town, you'd be like, whatever.
Whatever. It wouldn't matter. Tracy from New Bedford is competing against Donnie from Boston.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, this is Donnie from Boston. Get this, kid. My ex wanted to move to Connecticut. I told him you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing the butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I moved there. We can pack up the car and head to the Cape for the weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is to Charlestown, kid. There ain't no broad worth moving to Connecticut for. I don't even know how to spell it.
Let me tell
my connect, I cut, together, make Connecticut. Whatever. Sausages here.
I just love him so much.
I love him.
I just love him so much.
Donnie's That's a contender.
Donnie's a one seed. There is no doubt. Donnie's a one seed. All right. And in our last part of the bracket, this is Lisa from Easton versus Dave from Roslindale. So here is Lisa from Easton.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. It's Lisa from Easton. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told him you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I move there. We can pack the car and head to the Cape for a weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charlestown.
I think this is how Ben Affleck, you know, casts every local movie he films. Just record yourself. Let me hear what you sound like.
I think they should all do audiobooks.
Yes.
All right.
Or like the Calm app.
Something.
Go to sleep, kid.
Lisa from Easton will
You're
be competing.
You're wicked
tired. Competing against Dave from Roslindale. So here is Dave from Roslindale.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy. This is Dave Ooh. From Roslindale. Okay. Get this, kid. My ex wanted us to move to Connecticut. I told her you'd sooner catch me skinny dipping in the Charles, doing butterfly strokes in that dirty water before I moved there. We can pack up the car and head to the Cape for a weekend if you're antsy, but the farthest I'm moving is Charlestown.
Oh, let him know.
Those pipes. So who do you think it should be? Who has Boston's best accent? Townie Madness is now down to the accented eight. Go to mix1041.com. Again, mix1041.com. You can vote there. All the audio is there. You can go back and listen again just to make sure. And how long is this voting going to be open until, Kennedy?
We go through Sunday at midnight. So Monday morning, we will announce the frickin' four.
The frickin' four.
Thank you, Dan.
The frickin' four.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
All right, we got some cool concerts to get. Take two.
One, two, three.
We got some cool concert tickets to give away, Kennedy. Odyssey's Leading Ladies Concert featuring Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, Cassie Ashton, and Haven Madison is happening April 3rd at King's Theater in Brooklyn. We want to send you there. It's time to play 8-Bit Hits.
Woo-hoo!
Nailed it.
Here Here's a stupid game you can play to win concert tickets and prizes. Name that song. That sounds like a video game you play in your basement. Let's all play now, Carson and Kennedy's 8-Bit Hits.
All right, we're going to do a test run with you, Kennedy. Take a listen to this 8-Bit Hit. This song sounds familiar to me.
I say, hey, what's going on?
All right, you got to get all three right to win the tickets. Again, 617-655-1234. We're going to go to line one. It is Elaine from Medford. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi.
I'll give you a hint. Because this is a leading ladies tickets giveaway, all of our 8-Bit Hits will be done by strong, powerful women, Kennedy.
I like the way you're thinking, Daniel. Okay. Look at you.
Here is the first 8-Bit Hit, Elaine. Take a listen. All right, can you name that 8-Bit Hit, please?
Did we just, like, get put on hold or something?
What is that?
Is she playing her own game with us?
Yes.
Are we supposed to mention this?
I don't know.
This is Muzak.
Did she put us on hold?
I would go to the next caller. This is weird.
Maybe we have to name this song.
I'd have to Shazam it, and that would be cheating.
I don't know what just happened.
That was weird.
That was very weird. All right, Aww. Let me move on to the next contestant. Womp. Sorry about that. Let's see. Pavel, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you hear that first 8-Bit Hit?
I did, yeah.
Okay, and who was it?
That was Whitney Houston.
That is correct, yeah. I guess technically you didn't say the name of the song.
Yeah, we want the song name, yeah. But...
Did you know the name of the song?
I want to dance with somebody.
There you go, thank you. I was thrown off by what happened with Elaine, I think. Got all out of sorts. All right, that is one of the three. You got to get the next two right to win. Here is the next 8-Bit Hit. Please give me the title of the song. Name that 8-Bit Hit, please, Pavel.
Oh, man. Ah, that's so familiar. We love the place and I love the game. something like that. It's Blank Space by Taylor Swift.
Oh, we got it. I give it to you. Yes.
We'll give him a buzzer beater.
Yeah, that was good.
At least he didn't put us on hold in the middle of the game.
Right. Yes, that is Blank Space from Taylor Swift. I love we got a guy trying to win tickets to go to the leading ladies concert.
Why wouldn't you go see powerful women perform? I mean, come on with it.
All right, here is the last one. Name this 8-Bit Hit.
Don't help.
Just da-da-ding along. All right, it's all on the line right now, Pavel. What do you got? Name that 8-Bit Hit.
Bang Pony Club.
What did you say?
Pony Club.
Say it again louder. You're cutting up. I can't hear him.
Pink Pony Club.
There it is. Pink Pony Club.
You guys are brutal.
Pavel, I knew you were a pink pony girl and you danced at the club.
Who is it, Dan?
Out in West Hollywood.
Who is it?
Well, congratulations to you, Pavel. You just won a pair of tickets to go to the Leading Ladies concert. It's part of our Odyssey Leading Ladies event happening down in Brooklyn at the King's Theater on April 3rd, and you're going to be there for that show, okay?
Awesome. Can't wait. My wife's going to be excited, too.
Yeah, Gwen Stefani, Lainey Wilson, Alessia Cara, and the two of you. What is your wife's name?
Marissa.
All right. Well, you guys enjoy the show, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no.
same time.
Can't Be Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about the trusted 2025 Subaru Forester. You can find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jenna from Billerica.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Jenna is an 8th grade civics teacher, Kennedy.
Oh, bless your
heart.
Yeah,
I was just thinking. Teaching 8th grader sounds like my nightmare.
Nope.
So much hormones.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
Sure. Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. You win yourself $100. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. $100 on the line. Jenna, are you ready?
Yep, let's do it.
Zendaya will star in a biopic about singer Ronnie Spector. Can you name the sci-fi movie series Zendaya stars in opposite Timothée Chalamet?
Dune.
Entertainment Weekly named Fred and Wilma Flintstone the best animated romantic couple on TV. Where did the Flintstones live?
Bedrock.
Fergie, 50 years old today. She had a bunch of hits as a member of the Black Eyed Peas and then as a solo artist. Name this Fergie song. Take a listen. Name that song.
Big Girls Don't Cry.
I have Fergie as 49 today, Dan, not 50.
She's 50. You're one off, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just reading a different thing. Apparently, Ben Affleck's commentary on the Armageddon DVD is highly entertaining, with Ben claiming it's a top 5 DVD commentary of all time. Which actress plays Ben's love interest in Armageddon?
Liv Tyler.
And question number 5, Mariah Carey turning 56 today. She holds the record for the most number one songs by a female artist in history. She has 19. Which of these 3 acts is currently in second place? Is it Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Rihanna?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift's your answer. All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy! What's the hardest thing about teaching 8th grade civics?
Not killing them.
Oh, geez. There's not enough info. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on in the news right now, so I think it's just deciding what to cover.
Barrett knows. So Barrett's in the 8th grade. He told me the other day exactly how many days until he's done for the school year.
Yeah.
But who's counting?
I was like, that's aggressive, Barrett. Jenna got 4 out of 5.
Wow. Well done, friend.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
Zendaya will star in a biopic about singer Ronnie Spector. Name the sci-fi movie series Zendaya stars in opposite Timothée Chalamet.
Dune.
Tied at 1. Entertainment Weekly named Fred and Wilma Flintstone as the best animated romantic couple on TV.
Get out of here.
I know. It's
The Simpsons.
Yes, thank you. It's Homer and Marge.
Marge loves that man no matter what he does.
He is problematic.
And she loves him.
Where do the Flintstones live?
They live in Bedrock.
Also one of the best Young Money songs. Call me Mr. Flintstone. I can make your bedrock, girl.
Tied at 2.
Come on, that one went.
Question number 3. Fergie turning 50 years old today, allegedly. She has a bunch of hits as a member of the Black Eyed Peas, and then is a solo artist. Name this Fergie song, Kennedy.
Hey, girls, don't cry.
3 to 3. Apparently, Ben Affleck's commentary on the Armageddon DVD is highly entertaining, with Ben claiming it's a top 5 DVD commentary of all time. Which actress plays Ben's love interest in Armageddon?
Liv Tyler?
Anybody have a DVD player anymore?
Yep.
You do.
Of course you do.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting lots of stuff in DVD because I keep losing it. Mm-hmm. If you buy it virtually, it's not yours forever.
Do you still have a VCR?
No.
Blu-ray?
I never had one of those, but I have a lot of DVDs.
Laserdisc?
Never had one of those either.
Oh. 8-track player?
Nope.
Cassette player?
Betamax?
Yes, I do have a cassette player.
Reel to reel?
I'm out of old things to ask.
Chisel and stone.
One day, friend, the computer is going to stop working, and you won't have anything. I will still have movies to watch.
I wish I had a DVD of Dogma, because I can't find it anywhere.
I have it.
That's good. We'll just all meet at your house at the end of the world.
Nope.
Question number five. It's all tied 4-4. Mariah Carey turning 56 today. She holds the record for the most number one songs by a female artist in history. She has 19. Which of these three acts is currently in second? Madonna, Taylor Swift, or Rihanna?
Some heavy hitters.
Taylor Swift? It's Madonna. It's Rihanna?
It is.
Wow.
4-4 is the final score. That was a close one.
That was good.
With a 4-4 tie, Kennedy gets the win. Jenna, I'm sorry you don't get the cash, but we appreciate all that hard work you're doing teaching our kids civics.
That Thank is very you. Important.
Educating the youth.
And doing it civilly.
And not strangling them.
It's the little things, really.
Yep. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
Real quick, Randy, I'm going to be late, so please do my attendance. But I am Jenna from Berica, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Get on
Randy,
that, Randy.
You're a real one.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
It's Carson and Kennedy, and we are hoping to find Boston's best accent. It is called Townie Madness. We wrapped up the No Oz to be Seen 16 last night at midnight, and now we have the accented eights.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Townie Madness, and here are your accented eight. I don't even know what they're talking about accent. We talk regular. They talk weird.
Correct. So, here they are. So far, for the accentity. Mark from Revere is up against David from Dorchester. Donnie from Boston is up against Tracy from New Bedford. And Lisa from Easton is up against Dave from Rosendale. You can go in and listen to all the audio. It's posted right now. All the bracket is there. You can listen to each one and then vote for your favorite. If you want to vote for your town, you want to vote against another town, we like that too.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's definitely been some of that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I do.
In what regard you feel like?
I think people have voted, for their town or against a town or against someone that maybe they find not their favorite, even if they don't. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there was some consternation yesterday about one particular person. Mm-hmm. People had thoughts and opinions and feelings,
mm-hmm,
but that didn't stop it.
Right now we have Michelle from Break It On with us. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
And we have Michaela from Boston. Good morning, Michaela.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
We're doing great. So, Michelle, tell us a little bit about yourself. What's going on in your world? What do you do? Where are you from? What are you about?
All right. So I kind of think I said I was from Drake, which is where I live right now, but I'm actually from Somerville. That's where I was born and raised. I was actually brought up in the projects, the Brook Jungle. So that's kind of where I'm from. We're from a large Irish family. I'm the youngest of seven. There's 68 grandchildren. We're huge.
Wait, how many?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm the 68th grandchild. I am the youngest grandchild of this family. And
can you name all 68? I bet you can.
No. That seems unfair.
I bet you can. God,
I can't believe there's people out there with like one or two cousins.
I don't have any.
I have four.
I have a lot, too. Not 68, but I'm having like 20-something.
I don't have one cousin.
So when we grew up in the projects, we really didn't have much. We had a parlor, right?
You had a parlor.
But I still have a parlor. I still have a parlor, even though I have a house, right? We still have a clicker, right?
The Obviously.
We don't have a paneling. We don't have any more paneling. That's one thing. Oh. I upgrade.
You got to upgrade sometimes from the paneling.
Bougie, no more paneling. Right. How about a bubbler? Do you have a bubbler?
Okay. Well, no. My kids can't drink from the bubbler. Remember, Carson? There's no bubbler drinking. They have to bring their own water.
We don't drink from bubblers here, Carson.
Right.
If I've learned one thing, it's about snarls and bubblers.
Okay.
That's right.
So that is Michelle from
Thank you for your service.
Michaela from Boston, tell us about yourself. Where are you from? What are you about? What's going on in your world?
Yeah, so I grew up in West Roxbury, so I was born and raised there. I went to Catholic school for 7,000 years. They tried so hard for me to get rid of my R's with everything I said, and they couldn't.
Oh, my God, that was my life, too.
So that was a struggle. Yeah. Literally, the nuns would be like, what are you saying? Like, it's a car. And I'm like, what are you talking about? It's a car. So my whole life. Then I now currently live in Dorchester. And yeah, I live my best life. I do customer service, so when I talk on the phone, a lot of like the people I talk to are from out of state. So like I have to channel like the movie Split
and like Miss Patricia, like my customer service voice is Miss Patricia.
Can I hear your customer service voice, please?
Oh, absolutely. Ready?
Yep.
Hi, is Carson and Kennedy available?
Wow.
That's County Madness, right? Who is she? Who is she?
Crazy.
Wow.
I even just said, Carson, who's that? You're not that, you're Carson. Yeah. See, I don't have a customer service voice. My voice is my voice and everybody tells it.
Yeah, you are definitely not the only person who's done this. Yeah.
Don't stop. Yeah, no, because the self, they can't understand me. They're like, what are you saying, man? Like, I was like, oh, did you get that at the Walmart? And they're like, what? So, like, I have to, like, channel someone that I'm not. It hurts my soul. And as soon as I hang up the phone, I'm back to myself.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think that is truly remarkable.
Okay, so that was Michaela from Boston.
Oh, my God.
Going up against Michelle from Drake.
That's a good round right there. That's a good bracket.
So good.
That is tough. I don't know who I would vote for among those two. So go to mix1041.com right now. This is all up to you. It is Townie Madness as we try and find Boston's best accent. You can go in. You can listen to all of the audio. We had them all read the exact same sentence. Dan wrote the sentence.
I wrote a new one for this round, yeah.
Right, so we have a new one. You can get a little bit better understanding of who they are as people, I think, in this one as well. So go and vote. Listen to the audio. We will run the accent at 8 until when, Kennedy?
Sunday at midnight, and we'll announce the frickin' 4 on Monday at 8.
Okay. Again, mix1041.com. If you want to vote in Townie Madness, do that right now.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of findmassmoney.gov. So Karen Reed's legal team has added a new member. According to a court document filed yesterday, the new attorney is Victoria George, who was an alternate juror from her first trial. She was just added as an attorney, appearing on behalf of Karen Reed to her criminal case, which is set, of course, for April 1st.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
Yes. So this woman was an alternate juror in the first trial.
And she's now?
She now works for Karen Reed.
What?
Yep.
Is that a normal thing?
No.
Well, I guess we know which way she would have voted if she wasn't an alternate.
According to our friends at NBC 10, their Boston legal analyst, may the name of Michael Coyne, says, this case, you hate to keep using the word unprecedented, but that's the word that sticks. What George's role in the defense might be is unclear to Coyne, who said, other than aggravate the prosecution and to suggest this might give them an edge, I'm really not sure. George hasn't spoken to our friends at NBC 10, but she did give an interview to Vanity Fair about joining the case, saying she decided to speak out because of mounting frustrations about the prosecution's approach to going into the retrial. She said, if as a lawyer I was too afraid to stand up what I believed in, who would? She initially mentioned the idea of joining the legal team as a joke, but Ellen Jackson apparently said yes. She was admitted to the bar in 2021. She works for the firm of one of Reed's lead attorneys, David Yannetti. Sue O'Connell, who works for NBC 10, she's the one that is the Karen Reed reporter.
She's been doing a great
job. Is it. She remembers George seeming disappointed when she was chosen to be an alternate ahead of jury deliberations.
Like, oh,
I think she wanted to
gosh.
Be on the jury. I mean, I think that sucks too. Like, if you're an alternate, you got to sit and wait and do all the things, but you don't get to do any of the things.
Or she was disappointed because she was going to make sure that this woman was found not guilty before she even heard the facts of the case.
Okay, she's a lawyer, so I would hope that that's not the truth, but she sat through the whole thing. So maybe that's what made her feel this way moving on. But
wouldn't it be weird to be a juror on a trial if you work for the firm of one of the biggest defense attorneys? That feels like a mixing of your...
It went through their, what is it called?
Vetting process.
Yes, there's a French or Latin word. But anyway,
okay.
Sue O'Connell went on to say, I found the two of them talking about David Yannetti, I think. Okay. Oh, no, Alan Jackson. I found the two of them seemed to be sharing inside jokes about things not necessarily related to evidence that was provided or in any way disrespectful, but they would just look at each other and share a laugh. So
this trial's crazy.
I heard an interview, I don't know if it was, she did it. Anyway, but she was saying that they don't believe that this has ever happened, like in the history of
ever
jurisprudence, that this has ever
that
happened.
A juror has come off the panel and represented.
Yep. So interesting.
Yeah. That is wild.
Yep. Just when you think like, oh, you've heard it all. You've not.
Right.
So
just another layer to the onion.
Just another layer, Dan. So trial is supposed to start on April 1st. We'll see if it does.
Mm-hmm.
So we told you about this late in the show yesterday, but there's a new pub coming to the North Shore this week, courtesy of Ed Sheeran. He launched a website teasing the debut of The Old Phone, which is a pop-up Irish pub that's set to open in Ipswich tomorrow. The Old Phone draws inspiration from a journey through time. It aims to blend the nostalgia of times gone by with the comfort of your local establishment. He encouraged people to text to a special number where you could get updates on the opening. And then he wanted you to share, like, go into your phone and find an old text, an old photo or video, mm-hmm. whatever means something to you and is emotional to you. They have a one-day beer and malt liquor license.
Okay.
He was on The Tonight Show last night, and he said it was going to be open for 2 days, but I know it opens tomorrow. When asked if he was going to be there, he sort of sidestepped and said, you know, we built this whole thing from scratch, and it'll be there for 2 whole days. But I think he will be. And then
he is going to shut down Ipswich.
He's saying this new song called Old Phone for the first time.
I found my old phone today in a box that I had hidden away. Nostalgia trying to lead me astray. Maybe I'll unright some wrongs. I charge the battery again. Combinations, cause my passcode had changed. Opened up and saw familiar names.
Wow.
Now I wonder where they've gone.
I guess what we know the next hit is from Ed Sheeran. I saw somebody on Facebook or Instagram was posting some photos. They went and took a look at what was happening with the pub, mm-hmm. and it's being built. And it's interesting because it looks like it's being done on a movie set, because the facade that's being put over the building that was already there mm-hmm. just looks like, you know, if you were walking through a movie set in Hollywood, that it's just on the facade is looks like a pub, but uh-huh. behind it is just like a regular small
yeah,
building.
Yeah, he was talking when he was on the show last night, and he was just saying, you know, no, they worked really hard. Like, it's real. It's not gonna fall apart as soon as it's done. You know, we really did the work. So I'm not sure what's going to happen after mm-hmm. that. This is all I know. But
Andrea from the afternoon show is going to go up there tomorrow and get in line and try and get in. So maybe we'll hear from her what happens.
Can somebody not get her in? Does she really have to wait in a line? Huh? Of all the people we know in this world?
Yeah, we're
come
not,
on, Ming.
We're not Twitch streamers, Kennedy.
Come on, yeah. Ming.
If we had more TikTok followers, we probably wouldn't have to wait. But
well, she does. She's way more famous. And just 6 months after Foo Fighters frontman Dave Grohl admitted to infidelity and fathering a child outside of his marriage, his wife Jordan has decided to give their marriage another chance. According to Insider, despite being completely devastated, she is standing by Dave's side. They've been married since 2003. They are attending counseling, and that Dave is making efforts to regain her trust. Neither wishes to see their family broken, which is a stupid word in my opinion. Recently, they've been seen spending more time together, including lunches in Los Angeles, and this, that, and the other thing. So whatever works for them.
Right.
I wish you all the best. That is a tough thing to try and move past.
Yeah.
But if you're able to, and that's what you want for your family, then you know what? You do you. That's awesome.
I mean, I love Dave Grohl. I like his music, and he does a lot of great stuff in the community. But fathering a secret love child outside of your marriage is a tough one to bounce back from.
Yes.
Oof.
Why does broken bother you so much?
Because it's not breaking a family. Like, he broke it. Like, if there's something to be broken, he did that by doing what he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but her having to say, I don't want to break up my family because of something he did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he did it.
Yeah.
It's not breaking anything. It's broken. You know what I mean? Like, something was broken between the two of you. It has nothing mm-hmm. to do with your children.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So whatever works for you. And if, like, like I said, if that's what's going to work for them, too. You know, they've been together a really long time.
I did it. I went back. And I think we've all done it, right?
100%.
You know, I don't think I could get over secret love child personally, but
I mean, I didn't, you know,
yeah, I know
my
you
ex,
mean.
You know, there was infidelity, and I went back because I was the same thing. I didn't want to be, you know, broken so early and so young. You know, they've been together a long time though, so I think it's a little bit different. But
it's very grown up. So that is what I got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about a Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Laura from Bridgewater to the
show. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Kennedy.
We kicked Kennedy out.
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
Is Lucas in the car as well?
He is.
Yep.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
So we've got five pop culture trivia questions. Kennedy, go on into that soundproof booth. You answer more right than Kennedy, and you win the $100. Just a reminder, if you tie her, that's a loss for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question number one, spoiler alert. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Masked Singer, spoiler alert. There's your warning.
Candace Cameron Bure was unmasked last night on The Masked Singer. Which show brought her to fame?
What was it called? It was with Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen. What was it called?
Might have been
Full House.
Might have been before Lucas' time.
Yeah, before a lot of people's time now.
Question number two. Halle Bailey turns 25 today. She played Ariel in the live-action adaptation of The Little Mermaid. What is the name of Ariel's best friend in that movie?
Flounder?
Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and Tony Brown were named as the 2025 class of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Who played June Carter Cash in Walk the Line?
Oh, I have no idea.
One of Kennedy's all-time favorite movies.
It's a great one.
Question number four. Sublime is working on their first album since 1996. Jacob Noel, son of the late Bradley Noel, is on vocals. Name this Sublime song.
Earmuffs, Lucas.
Name the song.
What I've Got.
And question number five. It was 30 years ago today in 1995. Forrest Gump beat Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption for the Best Picture Oscar. Which of those three movies is based on a Stephen King novel?
Could you repeat them?
Sure. Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption. Which of the three movies is based on a Stephen King novel?
I'm going to guess Shawshank Redemption.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
That is a stacked category that
I know,
year.
And then you're going to look back at what we had this year and go, what? Huh? Huh? Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Huh?
Huh?
Laura, along with her son Lucas, who's in the car, is 7 years old, Kennedy, if you want to say hi to Lucas.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Got 3 out of 5 correct.
Well done.
These are difficult,
Thank
Kennedy.
You.
Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert, Kennedy.
Okay.
If you're a Masked Singer fan,
yes.
I'm going to ruin it for you.
Okay.
Candace Cameron Bure was unmasked last night on The Masked Singer. Which show brought her to fame?
Full House. And it's Beret.
Cut it out.
Tied at one. Question number two. Halle Bailey turns 25 today. She played Ariel in the live-action adaptation of The Little Mermaid. What is the name of Ariel's best friend in that movie?
Sebastian?
Flounder.
Is Sebastian not friends?
Sebastian was the Jamaican crab.
Yeah, were they not friends?
That's not her best friend. Is Flounder, the fish.
Were they not friends?
They were friends, but not best friends. We specifically
Sebastian
said best
worked
friends.
For King Triton.
I'm just asking. I don't really
Yeah.
know.
And then saying, under the sea.
Yeah.
2-1 for Laura. Question number three. Kenny Chesney, June Carter Cash, and Tony Brown were named as the 2025 class of Country Music Hall of Fame. Who played June Carter Cash in Walk the Line?
Reese Witherspoon.
Tied at 2. Sublime is working on their first album since 1996. Name this Sublime song, Kennedy. Santeria is correct. His son is going to be on lead vocals.
Wow, really?
Yes.
They're playing Boston Calling this year, and I am intrigued.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Tied at 2, question number... Or no, 3-2. 3-2, yeah. Question number 5. It was 30 years ago today in 1995. Forrest Gump beat Pulp Fiction and Shawshank Redemption for the Best Picture Oscar. Which of those three movies is based on a Stephen King novel?
What were they again, please?
Yes, of course. Forrest Gump, Pulp Fiction, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption, thank you.
That is it. Look at you, Kennedy. Hootie-hoo. Hootie-hoo, indeed. Hootie-hoo. 4-3 is the final score. Laura Kennedy gets the win. You don't get the money, but thank you to you and Lucas for calling in to play today.
No problem. We're happy that he thought it was his lucky day, so that's why we called in. So we're happy we got to play.
All right, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Laura and Lucas from Bridgewater, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Bye, Lucas.
Bye.
Bye.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win. Man, you're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
We seem to have lost our contestant for Campy Kennedy. It's not a great way to start the game, but we're gonna get there.
It's okay. It happens sometimes.
It does. It does. On line two, Dan, is that it?
Yes.
Thank you. Campy Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Steve from Saugus.
Hello, good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Good morning. Lost you for a second, but I'm back.
I'm glad.
Good to have you back. What a set of pipes there, Steve. Steve, why don't you host and I'll play for $1,000?
Oh, I'd love to. I'd love to. It would be different. It would be a different gig.
All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, could you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
So, Steve, you understand how this works. There's 5 pop culture trivia questions. You answer more right than Kennedy. We're going to give you $1,000. Kennedy is now in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. And we can't give you the money with the tie. Are you ready?
I am ready.
He likes to name his albums after math symbols, and now he's opening a pub in Ipswich, Mass. Tomorrow. Who is he?
Oh, I'd go with maybe Ed Sheeran. I don't know.
Ed who?
I am ready.
Hello?
Steve.
Yeah.
Turn your radio down for us, buddy. Okay.
Okay.
Question number two. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have sent out wedding invitations for their big day, which is coming soon. Hang on. Let me get to it, Steve.
It's like breaking up pretty bad. I apologize.
No, you sound great. There are a bunch of A-list celebrities planning to attend the Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez wedding, including Eva Longoria, Katy Perry, and Orlando Bloom. True or false, Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom are married.
False.
Question number three. JoJo Siwa is offering one of those roadie for a day packages on her upcoming tour, just like Gene Simmons did, but it's only $900 while Gene's was $12,000.
Shame on him.
JoJo appeared on 2 seasons of which reality show as a child?
Oh, that dancing one. Oh, my goodness.
You're right there.
I'm Dance Moms.
Question number four. The husband of the late Suzanne Somers teamed up with a robotics company to make an AI twin of her. It talks like her. It even has her memories and can answer questions. Can you name the sitcom about her and her girlfriend living with a guy?
Three's Company.
And question number five. Which actress played Marla Singer in Fight Club?
Which actor or actress?
Actress. That's, yeah, actress. Which actress played Marla Singer?
Yeah, I don't know it. I know she was in other movies.
It's probably a good chance she was in other movies, yes. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Steve, I understand you work for the commuter rail. What do you do?
Yes, production manager for them.
Very cool. Kennedy, welcome back.
Absolutely love it.
Hello.
Steve from Saugus got 3 out of 5, Dan?
That is correct.
Came close. These are tough. Are you ready?
He was real close to question one.
Yep. He likes to name his albums after math symbols, and now he's opening a pub in Ipswich tomorrow. Who is he?
Ed Sheeran.
Yes, Ed Sheeran, not Ed Sherman. or whatever it was that he said.
I thought I said Sharon.
Yeah. No, I don't believe you did.
No, he said Sherman. I was listening.
1-0, question number 2. Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez have sent out wedding invitations moving closer to their big day. And the A-list guests expected to attend, Kennedy, include Ava Longoria, Katy Perry, and Orlando Bloom. Also, Oprah and Kim Kardashian.
All the people.
Yes. True or false, Katy and Orlando are married.
They are not.
They are engaged. 2-1.
Where do you think Jeff Bezos gets married? Like a VFW hall?
The Venice. Knights. What'd you say?
Venice.
Mm.
Space.
Space wedding. That would be cool. I would do that.
2-1. Question number 3. JoJo Siwa is offering one of those Roadie for a Day packages for her upcoming tour, just like Gene Simmons is doing. Hers is $900. His was $12,000.
You know, the man knows his worth, or at least what he believes his worth to be.
Or he's a beeple.
But he also knows his
he knows
fans
his worth.
Might have that money.
You can't hate it.
JoJo appeared on 2 seasons of which reality show as a child?
Oh, Dance Moms.
3-2. Question number 4. The husband of the late Suzanne Summers teamed up with a robotics company to make an AI twin of her. It talks like her and even has her memories and can answer questions. Can you name the sitcom about her and her girlfriend living with a guy?
Wait, who? What's the name again?
Suzanne Summers.
Oh, Three's Company.
Come and knock on our door.
The AI twin thing of your deceased wife is interesting.
Yeah.
It's a little...
I imagine
it's a little weird.
She made a lot of money for that family, and you know.
So go make your own now. You're welcome.
If I could make money off of AI Lana, I would. Question number 5. 4-3, by the way, right now. Question number 5. Which actress played Marla Singer in Fight Club?
Oh, Helena Bonham Carter.
Gosh. Kennedy, I have really dug deep to stump you on these 5th questions.
Sorry.
I just can't.
Can't leave the house a lot. Okay. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, Fight Club's a great movie.
That is. 5-3 is the final score. Yeah, Kennedy gets the win. Steve, I'm sorry you don't get the $1,000. But we appreciate
you. Anyway,
yeah. That's right. It is all about the fun. Just like riding the commuter rail.
They just opened up a whole new line.
Yes, they did.
That was beautiful.
So yep. We're gonna have Train Daddy in studio coming up soon too, Philip Bang.
Yep.
Coming up in the next couple of weeks.
Are you gonna look him in his eyes and call him Train Daddy?
I might. I mean,
he's certainly not gonna look him in his eyes and say all the crap he says about the tea every day.
Oh.
Of that I can assure you.
Oh, that is a fact.
I'm gonna pull a montage of all the crap you've talked and play it for him.
He'll
I'm going
come
to
back.
Talk
Please
out of
don't.
Both sides.
I'm
of
so
my
excited
mouth.
To have him here.
All right, Steve, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Steve from Saugus, and I cannot be Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.